Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Border violation. Y'all got quiet on that.
Because we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't, I'm scared. I don't know if I'm going to jail.
Yeah, we
know.
Don't.
What?
Y'all cringing? Border. Don't cringe on me now. Border violation. Everybody say it at one time. Border violation.
Border violation.
Saying it.
Just
with
play
you.
It.
Border violation.
Let's go, cat dog. Border violation.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach a Mr. Noel.
Do you know Noel?
Hi, Mr. Noel. My name is Mr. James. I'm with the Border Patrol in San Diego, California. Listen, hate to give you a call here on Sunday afternoon like this, but it's been brought to our attention, sir, that you have been, let's say, part of a group that's helping people get across the border.
Wait, what?
Well, let's hang on. Hear me out now. I'm just saying, it's been brought to our attention here at the Border Patrol headquarters here in San Diego. That, and I know you live in Los Angeles, but it's been brought to our attention that you have been helping people get across the border from Tijuana into San Diego.
Wait a minute, man. I haven't even been close to the border, man. What the f*** are you accusing me of? I don't even go near the border.
Okay,
must have rung Noel.
Well, no, I think I have the right Noel, sir, but I'm just trying to get clarification here. Now, let me lay it out a little bit more clearly for you. From my understanding is that I'm getting some, I've got an anonymous call that you, per se, Mr. Noel is the one that has been helping people get across. And you've helped over 80 plus people get from Tijuana into San Diego, into the United States.
Man, let me tell you, how the f*** can I help people get into the United States if I just told you that I haven't even been close to the border? What the f*** are you talking about? What's wrong with you? So, I mean, come on, you probably have the wrong Noel, man.
I don't have the wrong Noel. How can I call Mr. Noel? You live in Los Angeles, and it's been brought to my attention. They've given me the correct number on you, sir. I do have an address on you. I want to try and see if we can get this clarified over the phone, but I will send a squad car out there and talk with you, and if things don't go well, I will have you brought in.
No, let me tell you, man. No. Cut this man. Let me tell you right now. I haven't even been near the border. I don't know what the f*** you're talking about. But let me tell you, if you are near the border, or if I were to be near the border there too, and I would see my people trying to cross over, if I were you, I would help them over. Because they're the only ones that actually work over here on this side of the river.
Wait.
So get that into your head, man.
They are the only ones that what?
That work. You guys don't want to do anything. People in the United States are lazy, man. They don't want to do their yards. They don't want to the restrooms. They don't want to serve in the restaurants. Let me tell you, this is going down the tubes because we are the ones that make this country roll. And I'm not saying that I'm crossing people over here. I'm not saying that, so get that to your f***ing head. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that you should appreciate what we do over here, and you're accusing me here. Sure, I am Noel, and I'm a hardworking person over here, but don't accuse me of any like that.
Okay, sir, I'm not accusing you. It's been brought to my attention, sir, that you, Mr. Noel, are the one that's helping people get across the border. Now, did you just tell me that if you were at the border, you would help them? Did you say that?
I said I would, but I didn't say I was doing it. There's a big difference, and I'm pretty sure you understand that, because what the f*** is this? I'm over here minding my own business, and you're telling me all this f*** that people are telling you that I'm crossing like Mexicans illegally over here to this country? Let me tell you one thing, man. If you do not appreciate my people over here, don't accuse me of bringing them over here illegally. Got that?
I understand wholeheartedly what you're saying, but listen to me. I'm going to go ahead and send a squad car over there to your house and pick you up and bring
you... Look, no. You listen to me. If you send a squad car over here and they cross my yard, like you say I'm crossing people over from the border, you're going to get your kicked. I'm going to guarantee you that right now.
You're going to do what?
You're going to get your kicked. Me like, you don't understand my people. Es gringo chingado que de no quieren hacer ni un checale y nosotros hacemos todo ese trabajo. I hope you understand Spanish, because if you work for the Border Patrol, you gotta understand Spanish.
I don't understand Spanish. Don't you do that no more. You're gonna have to break this down to me in English.
No, let me tell you, you're a Border Patrol. You should understand Spanish, understand my people, because look, man, mira, I'm gonna tell you one more time, ese. Si tú vienes a mis cantones, te vamos a partir toda la madre. Te lo digo desde ahorita, güey. Did you understand?
What did I just tell you, Noel? I told you, do not speak to me no more in that language. Now, listen to me. I said I'm going to send a squad car coming over there, and they're going to come up in there and drag you out your house and put you in the car and bring you downtown until we get it rectified.
Well, let me tell you,
I know you've been...
No. You listen to me. This is the United States, and I have rights.
Oh, you got rights now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I got a right to say.
Do you have a right to be helping people across the border?
Hey, man, let me tell you. Those people have the right to better themselves, I say. They have the right, if they can get away with it, to come over here. I'm not saying that I'm helping them. But what I'm saying is they have the right to better themselves, and you don't have the right to ruin their dreams, I say.
People got the right to come over here and better themselves. But what are you doing to better yourself, Noel?
What am I doing to say? You don't even know me, you see? You don't even know me. Hey, I got my own lawnmower service. I do the hedges and everything, is it? Because you know what? Because the people here don't want to do it, I say. And that's why they get people like me and like my people that come in from Mexico. And we ain't afraid of any little bit of heat or getting dirty. I got Noel's 24/7, I say.
I got no problem with you having a lawn service. I got a problem with you trying to get people across the border when they not. See, because you know what? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You ain't no Cesar Chavez.
No, I'm not no Cesar Chavez. I'm not leading any labor union or anything like that. I'm just the guy that's trying to get it done over here, and you're accusing me of saying that's...
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Mr. Noel.
What is that?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Victor.
Victor, I'm gonna kick his because this ain't funny, is it? Oh, man, who is this guy right now?
This is Tommy.
Tommy, we're gonna kick you, is it? Because this is Victor. He's my partner.
I know he's your partner. He put me up to it. He said, you gotta call.
You see, we're there in the truck and we're listening to the show, the Steve Harvey Show. And you know, when you guys do like this, and he's laughing his up. And man, I never thought that he would say, well, I'm gonna up my partner over here, you know. Oh man.
All right, man. Hey, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
God, the Steve Harvey Show, I say.
Hey, man, y'all keep listening to us, all right?
Yeah, man.
And I wanna let you know this, Noel, on the real. The Steve Harvey Morning Show welcomes everybody across the border. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Orale. That's what I want to hear it say.
Oh, boy. Honey, come over here. Because you know what he said? He told the damn truth. Uh-huh. Our ass don't want to work. We don't want to get dirty. We don't want any heat. And then you try to act like they ain't right for coming over here. You're going to stop it. If you stop that flow of people, farming, restaurants, construction, gone. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Oh, man.
They make this whole country tick, partner.
Yes, they do, buddy.
I'm glad they here, and I respect them and got number mad love for them.
Big up to all the SAs.
And the hell way with him and his wall. Right. Tunnel and keep coming.
Oh, my God.
If we vote, that could happen.
That's it. Get out and vote.
Oh, I loved him, man. I loved him.
Tunnel and keep coming.
That's right.
Hey, Tommy.
Oh, he gonna get too much.
He gonna Tommy. Get Victor. That's for damn sure. Tommy.
No. He was gonna beat your ass.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.